All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing until we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code, ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is great to be with you guys today, and I'm excited about today's show. We're going a little bit later than normal. I woke up this morning, and I was like, here's my routine usually. I was like, okay, I have these ideas of shows. This is kind of what I want to do. Then I start going through emails and DMs and trying to respond to as many of those as I can. I'm always behind. I'm never caught up on those, but it's always been important to me. Like, man, if somebody wants to take time and reach out, I'm going to respond. And so I try to, even though it might take me longer. And as I go through that, usually the show kind of formulates. Well, today was a little bit different. I woke up a little early, and I was like, man, I was so excited because I didn't want the 49ers to draft a wide receiver at all. I really feel like our wide receiver room was set. The contract, Debo, man, seems untradeable. I'm still not sure how that's going to pan out. The amount of dead money is huge. I think ultimately it's going to be a release. But I do think that we are at the point where, man, we are in a post-Debo Samuel landscape. And so, man, guess what? The lack of work that I have done on wide receivers has left me ill-prepared. And I don't like that. That's preparation is the one thing that you can control as a coach. And so, like, that's your job. You got to be prepared. So, woke up early this morning, and I think I'm at about 4.5 straight hours just doing nothing but wide receiver tape. And just pouring through. And I was doing that, not obviously because of Debo, but then it was like, all right, well, let's see, man. Who are the Debo replacement type guys throughout the draft? It just started coming clearer and clearer. Now, let me just say this and preface this with, there is not a Debo in this draft. I would argue there's not a Debo in any draft except for one, and that was 2019, and the 49ers took him in the second round. When you replace these guys with these uber skill sets that are one of a kind, and Debo is exactly that, there are guys that have Debo traits with, you know, short area burst, can make guys miss in a phone booth, contact balance, playmaking ability, all those things. None of these guys are Debo. None of them. None of them are going to be Debo. However, that does not mean that these guys can't play a Debo role, even though it just be a little bit different. So if the 49ers are going to be replacing Debo's production slash role slash type, whatever you want to call them, there are guys in this draft that fit that bill. And so the majority of today's show is going to be going, okay, who's a round one guy? Who's a round two guy? Who's a round three guy? I did 4th and 5th round together. I did 6th and 7th round together. So whenever you walk away from today's show, I'm hoping you're going to get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 draft eligible names, day one, day two, day three, that can kind of step in and play that Debo scheme, the Debo role. Not Debo. None of these guys are Debo. None of them are. Look at Invader. I swear, man. Me and Invader talk too much on Twitter and through this show. Shout out to Invader. He's great. He says, I think one of the best bang for draft pick wide receivers in the draft might be Jalen Noel, wide receiver, Iowa State in round 3. Well, spoiler alert, he's on my list. So he made that comment at 10:55. I wouldn't even live yet. Dude, I'm telling you. That's my burner account. I do want to say thank you. This is episode 1,333 of the 49ers Rush Podcast. And our executive producers, which make this show happen, Corey Robbins, 49ers George 365, and David Gill. And to all of the hashtag CCs, the countdown crew, what's up, Mike, Andrew? You guys are the best. Hey, Tim, miss you, boo. You're the man. Everybody in here, I really do appreciate all you guys. Thank you guys so much, so much, so much. Look at you. Your boy Niner Faithful says, what's up, Chapman? Can't wait to see you at Seattle again this year. I will not miss. I bet you I'm going to see you at training camp, too. I always see you at training camp going live. Appreciate all that you do, man. You and Captain are the best. Daryl, they need a running back to replace McCaffrey. That ain't this show. Not that I disagree, but that ain't this show. That's down the road show. This Debo show, and we're going to be talking about all things Debo, and I do like this, Cowichipto. They drafted Pearsall to be the Debo replacement. And I think that is true because what I think Pearsall does is, one, Pearsall, obviously, versus man, they're antithesis of each other. Debo's good against the zone and just get the ball in his hands. Pearsall, he does a lot of those gadget things, but he's great against man. That and they asked him, like, why did Kyle Shanahan draft you? He's like, they brought me here to beat man coverage. And man, you go back to the end of the year, and I kept telling everybody, the biggest bet we placed all year was whenever we played the Detroit Lions. And I kept telling everybody, like, however you feel on betting, bet big. Ricky Pearsall is going to have a game today. One, everybody else is injured. Two, they run man coverage. This is a Ricky Pearsall game. Ricky Pearsall went out that game, 8 catches on 10 targets, 141 yards and 1 touchdown. So, like, you know, with Debo, you know, if it's a man coverage game, you're playing the Chiefs, you're playing, you know, whatever, you can fill in the blank. It's just like, stay the hell away. And again, just sticking with this, what did Debo do against the Lions in that game? 1 catch, 5 yards. That was it. Like, Debo can't play against man. That's it. Now, doesn't mean Ricky Pearsall can't play against zone, so the analogy, every analogy breaks down at some point, every level. But I do think that Debo and Pearsall can kind of play that similar role, but the 49ers still need that thumper, thick-bodied, tackle-breaking, because that's not what Pearsall does. Ricky Pearsall has no contact balance. He's tough as hell, and he's brave as hell, and he'll go over the middle. He don't care about none of that stuff. But, like, Ricky Pearsall is not a guy that breaks a lot of tackles. That's just not – he gets yak, but he gets a different way. Ricky Pearsall walks out of bounds unchecked several times in a row. He doesn't have that George Kittle, Juwan Jennings, Debo mentality of, I'm going to run through your soul. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so, yes, I do think that Pearsall can be that, and I think that's what they want. But I still think that they need – that returner, wide back type guy that, yeah, I think Ricky Pearsall could do some of that, but I still think that you need a Debo-esque. Even though they could play that same position, I do think that it is different. But Cowichipto, as always, man, well respect your opinion. And I do agree with you. I do agree with you right here. Sonia says, man, even Debo hasn't been Debo. Wow. Yeah, that hurts. What's up, Mark? Appreciate you. Dr. Steve Brule. Yeah, they could have a home run pick with Cam Scataboo. I don't think that he fits in this, but I do think Cam Scataboo is probably the best receiving running back in this draft class, or at least up to that level. So, yeah, I get that. And, you know, with Scataboo, yeah, if you want to put him in that role, sure. Could he run routes better than Debo? Probably. But, I'm not as high on Scataboo as everybody else. I think that he's a very good prospect. I think he's a very good player, and I think that he could fit very well. I think he goes in the second to third round, and I think it would be a major mistake for the 49ers to spend that type of draft capital on them. And even as I go through this and I found Debo-style replacement players in the first, second, third round, I wouldn't touch any of them with that. I think that's a misappropriation of funds. Like, I just believe in that. And right here, Mark says, we need separators. We need guys that can separate. Some of these guys do check that box. I do agree with that. I like that. Alex, Debo is at his best with no CMC. That is true. That is very, very true. When CMC showed up, they got there. Appreciate you guys. John, where do you see Jaden Higgins, Iowa State, in this draft prospect process? Is he a fit? I do like Jaden Higgins. He's not on my list today, but shoot. Ask and you shall receive, my friend. Jaden Higgins, 6'3", 217. My favorite thing about him is that he's a big wide receiver that plays like a little shifty wide receiver. One of the things, here we go. Let's see here. Bigger wide receiver with smaller wide receiver traits whenever it comes to feet, separation, all of those things. He breaks off his routes so well. And he plays like a former quarterback. Like, he's smart as hell because he recognizes coverages very, very well. And they've got like the options built into that offense, you know, with Campbell there. And so, like, he'll break it off. And like, he's just smart. Like, reminds me a little bit of, you guys remember when, what's his name, DeAndre Hopkins was with the Cardinals, and they just kept beating us with those like five-yard hitch routes when Nikella Witherspoon was always playing off. He did that consistently. Like, he recognized his coverage pre-snap, can adapt his route, communicate with the quarterback, and just be on the same page. I like that. But catch radius, clean routes, burst. I like him. Catches everything. 2.4% catch drop rate. That's off the charts. Just quarterback's best friend. Throw it up to him whenever you want to. He'll do whatever you want. Experience 8. Versatility 7. Yeah, I like him a lot. Finance major. You always love that. Big 12 commissioner's honor roll. Yeah, obviously I like him. Do we have that type of wide receiver on the 49ers? We really don't. I'm curious to see how he's going to test. The speed is a concern, but that's not how he wins. So I like him. I think he's a fit. He's just kind of weird. I do put wish he blocked better. That's in my draft notes on the tape. That's a red flag. And some of the guys we talk about today, that's going to show up all as well. Man, wish they blocked better. Say the same thing about Debo.
Did you know Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida? And here's the thing. Prize Picks puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. When my picks hit, I can get my money in or out as quick as 15 minutes. And now they offer MasterCard for quick and easy deposits into your account for this sports season. So head to prizepicks.com, use the link in the description of this podcast, or download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code 49ers. You'll get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Now, here's my favorite thing about this is it's just so simple. You pick two players, and let's say you're into basketball. Is Steph Curry going to score over 26.5 points? Is Jimmy Butler going to score over 20.5 points? Over, under, you get paid. If you get it right, that's where it is. So go to Prize Picks and use code 49ers to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
Did you know last year, save more money was the most popular New Year's resolution in America? Clearly, a lot of us feel like our money is slipping through our fingers, but it's not your fault. The whole world is trying to spend your money. There's streaming apps, delivery fees, tips on self-checkout machines. The list goes on and on. Good thing there's Acorns. Acorns helps grow your money into more of your money. Imagine if you started saving a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, how you would feel if you started investing what you already have. Well, with Acorns, it makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, or your retirement. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich either. Acorns lets you invest with spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your personal spare change. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. That's acorns.com/49ers. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Mark, I'm sure Kyle's already getting excited about drafting another wide receiver. This is a problem. The 49ers have spent more draft capital in the wide receiver position than any other team in the NFL. The 49ers have spent more salary cap capital currently on the wide receiver position than anybody else in the NFL. And that's going to continue after we trade slash cut Debo. It's still going to be the truth. We have not one, not two, but three wide receivers in their second contract currently on the team, plus an additional first-round pick in Ricky Pearsall. And you still got to add more if you're going to get rid of Debo. It's a major concern. I don't like building from the outside in. I don't like it. Don't like it. I prefer, shout out to my man David again, we talked about this yesterday, I don't mind drafting wide receivers, but you don't pay wide receivers. And instead, we draft all the wide receivers. We pay all the wide receivers, one or the other. You draft them and let them go, or you pay some to come and stay. Don't do both to all, and that's what we've done. And so, Dave, yeah, this is 100% correct. At least Pearsall isn't the fading goat like Tyler Lockett. Man, Tyler Lockett, if you sneeze, that dude falls down. He is the definition of business decision on every single play. But he's had a great career, and he's had his best games against the 49ers, so I don't like that. Take that for what you will. Let's see here. Yeah, I've seen this everywhere, Kyle, and I just think it makes no sense. Yeah, I think it's, from a 49ers standpoint, it does. And a package deal with Carolina, pick swap plus Debo, what else would be needed? I think it was Sports Illustrated put this out. I don't remember who did, so I don't. It might have been PFF. I think it was. It was Trevor Sikkema, who does great work for Tampa Bay. But I think he 100% miscalculated completely the market for Debo. He had the 49ers trading pick 11 and Debo, jumping all the way up to pick 5. Jacksonville, that's never going to happen. That values Debo as like the 33rd overall pick, which that, no. But Kyle says, what about with Carolina? So the 49ers pick 11, Carolina picks 8. That is 150-point differential on the Jimmy Johnson trade chart. That's equivalent to pick number 88. Back in third round pick. I think that makes sense. I think that makes sense. Carolina has cap room. They drafted Xavier Leggett, right, who was Debo last year, right? There's always one that they're like, oh, this is Debo. So they already have that role on their team. So that makes it a little bit difficult. But the thing I would say about Xavier Leggett is he could press the field vertically. He was another South Carolina wide receiver, but he's a great deep ball wide receiver. Debo's never been that, never will be that. I think that makes sense. It probably would take a little bit more. I'd say 11 Debo and our sixth round pick, 189, to jump up to number 8. That makes sense in my books, but I'm going to be honest with you. I think that Debo's going to be dropped. I think that Debo's going to be dropped. And so I don't think a trade's going to happen. I hope a trade happens. I'd take anything. If somebody offered me a 6th-round pick, I would take it. I want it to be a 3rd or a 4th rounder. I'd prefer to package a 4th rounder in Debo for like a 3rd or a back end too, but I think he's going to be dropped. I really, really do. The Niners, they're kind of stuck, and they've telegraphed their hands, and you allow Debo to control the narrative. If I'm a team, I'm just like, man, March 22nd is going to come, and they're going to have to drop him. We could get them cheaper than $17.5 million still, and we could sign them long-term, give us some cap relief. So, I don't know. Papa J. John, do you think once the league respects our running game is when our wide receivers will be able to break more open? I don't think everybody respects our running game, even without Christian McCaffrey. You had Jordan Mason leading the NFL in rushing over Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry 6 weeks through the season. The problem was Kyle Shanahan abandoned it completely completely. As soon as Jordan Mason got banged up the first time, never was committed to the run game for the rest of the season. The only time you saw it was that first quarter in Buffalo when we rushed for like 150 yards in the first quarter that CMC got hurt. Then Shanahan said, oh, it's snowing. Our quarterback can throw this type of weather. And we got Jordan Mason. Yeah, and then he got hurt. And then it was just throw the ball 40 times in the weather. And, yeah, that happened. So I think everybody respects our running game. I'm not concerned about that. It's just Kyle committing to it. That's been the issue. Not that I'm trying to turn this into, you know, what's it called? Outside of not trying to be anti-Kyle. But there are some issues. Definitely. So that's where that is. So having said that, man, I'm behind in the chat. Start a couple things. We're going down. Oh, what's up, CG? CG Ruthless in the house. Appreciate you. We got Oscar in the house. Man, this is awesome. A wide receiver is bound to get hurt in training camp and someone will want him. We ain't keeping him that long. Debo will be gone before March 22nd. That $15.4 million comes on the books. He'll be gone before then. That's why the trade rumors came out when they did. And if you want to do the post June 1 thing, that's what you want to do. But then the March 22nd happens before. So Debo and Leggett are friends. Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. Mason fumbled several times, not near as many as Isaac Grindo. Isaac Grindo got way more fumbles on like 1/5 the amount of touches. Grindo still has two more fumbles than he does. But yeah, fumbles are an issue. And all fumbles should be talked about. But, man, if you talk of fumbles, Isaac Grindo, they kept giving him the ball. I wish they would have gave him more. Anyway, here we go. Let's do this. Here are our wide receivers, quote-unquote, to fill the Debo role in every single round. So let's start with the first round, which I remember when Luther Burden out of Missouri declared for the draft. I tweeted out, don't do it, Kyle. Don't do it. Because he's a Kyle Shanahan type guy. And if you look at, you know, Dane Brugler, The Athletic, he has Luther Burden number 20 on their big board. Mock Draft Database has him 16 on their big board. 49ers picking 11. He's pretty much the consensus number two wide receiver. I think he's a stud. 5'11", 208, 21 years old, out of Missouri. Quick body control and yak, yards after catch. Niners invented it. Just makes plays. First season was used as a wide receiver, but then got moved into the slot the past 2 years. I think he could do both. I know a lot of people he's probably going to be a slot, but I think he could play outside and adapt to that because of how he stretches the field vertically. Now, he doesn't win with speed, even though I don't think he's slow. His best trait is body control, and he is Willie Mays Hayes, center fielder. That dude just tracks the ball. He's the best in this draft at tracking the ball, body control. Circus catches are routine. Very similar to Ricky Pearsall. Just tracks the ball. He does his work. He wins when the ball is in the air or after the ball is in his hands. He's got the wiggle. He's got the tackle breaking. He's got all of that. Turns into a running back as soon as the ball is in his hand. But what makes Luther Burden special is a quarterback can be off. Man, he's going to switch, bend, stretch, catch the ball. He just does great things, spectacular things routinely. Love me some Luther Burden. Makes you miss at a phone booth, can play all wide receiver spots because of the vertical threat. Doesn't win with speed. Just tracks the ball as well as anyone in recent memory. I think he's better at ball tracking, not only than everybody in this draft, I think he's better than probably the last two or three drafts. I'm struggling with a comp on who can track the ball as well as he can. Now, routes are good, but not great. Now, you look at his kind of experience, 1,700 plus snaps. He's played all over the place, 40 plus backfield snaps, right? So running back, wildcat, he's in the backfield a lot. Over 1,000 slot snaps, 600 plus out wide snaps. He can play it all. Punt returner, yeah, he's done that as well. Kick returner, yeah, he's done that as well. It would be a terrible pick, but he's a damn good player. The Niners need the trenches. I would be so upset if the 49ers took Luther Burden in the first round. I'd be pissed. Is it a bat? Like, I mean, he fits, and he would have a role, and that would be awesome having him, Pearsall, and Ayuk locked up long-term, but no. No, right here. Thank you, Ben. Please, 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 please don't draft a wide receiver before 99. I am with you, but I am going through these guys that, man, they could do it all. Contested catch rate, 54%. Not bad. Anything over 50, solid. Receiving grade, 80. Drop rate, 4%. Great. Versa man coverage, 80.1. That is where he is better than Debo. He could get separation. Now, that's not his elite trait. There are some guys we'll talk about that do that. He could just do everything. And kind of the player comps is kind of that Randall Cobb, Stephon Diggs role. I know those are two different players, but they could just win in a myriad of ways. They could play all the wide receiver spots. They're quarterback best friend players that just increase the running game with short passes. I really, really do like him. I would be pissed if the 49ers went with Luther Burden in the first round. I would be irate. I would be irate. But I'm giving options to you, right? So for those of you that are thinking, Kyle can't help himself. Kyle has to draft wide receivers, and Kyle has to draft running backs. Well, if that's the case, if Luther Burden's sitting there at 11, don't be shocked. Don't be shocked, because that's what this guy is. Yeah, punt returner, he could do that in a heartbeat. We always draft those guys. Let's see here. Activate Tariq Owens. Yeah, that's a possibility. Now, Tariq Owens is an outside wide receiver only. That his best thing, body control is good. Talk about T.O.'s son, who was on the team for the year. He's a deep threat guy. That's what he does, and a special teams guy. I would put Tariq Owens in the slot Debo role. No, he's an ex-wide receiver only. Luther Burden is Debo. Not as physical, but still makes people miss, for sure, for sure. Let's see here. Boop, 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 boop. Just scrolling. I'm trying to make sure, see any of, I was thinking that, Kyle. Michael Scott, no, God, no, no. When Toby, they say they're going to bring back Toby. I love it. I love it. He is a team player and a good kid. Yeah, Luther Burden, you could tell the energy on the field when you watch the games. Yeah, pretty awesome. He's a damn good player, and whoever gets him in today's NFL, yeah, I like it. Now, I struggled. Probably the most difficult round was round two. I don't think there is a round two wide receiver that is similar to Debo and kind of plays that. Matthew Golden, who I really like out of Texas, I think he's a late first round guy, but he's not a Debo guy. He's more of an X wide receiver as well. The guy that I went with, and this is a stretch, Dane Brugler had him 58 on his top 100. Mock draft database has this player 68, and that's Jalen Royals, wide receiver out of Utah State, fast rising player that a lot of people that are the draft Knicks community, whatever, really, really high on him. I don't like him as much as the other ones do, but let's dive into it. Jalen Royals, Utah State, the Aggies, baby. 5'11", 210. You like that. He's built correctly. 22 years old, smooth body control and instincts. I like this dude knows tape. You can tell he spends time in the film room whenever he runs his route. And he breaks off his route so well. Hasn't played much. It is a small school wide receiver. That's two strikes against him, which is why I think he could fall out of the second round. But he just runs routes like the games. He looks like he's playing on rookie mode, Madden. Not because of the talent around him or the people he's playing with. It just seems like this guy's on a whole new level. It just seems easy to him. He's got the answers to the test. Great nuance on his routes. That's one of my things that I like most about him. It's like if you want a route runner that is compact and tough, this guy's got it. Seems to know where all the DBs are in zone. He's got eyes in the back of his hand and just has this perfect spatial awareness. Travis Kelce's the best at it in the NFL. He's not Travis Kelce, obviously. But, like, when people ask, like, man, why is Travis Kelce always open? That dude just understands zone coverage, and he can destroy it. He just does. Jalen Royals has that. Killer versus zone, can play inside and outside. Wish he was more deadly with the ball in his hands. This is where Jalen Royals lacks what a lot of the other guys we're going to talk about today possess in spades. Explosiveness is there, but it's not elite. And man, you go back, this dude, All-State high jumper, jumped 6'4" and high jump. I mean, this guy's got the explosiveness, the lower body, but whenever you watch it on tape, and again, you're watching Utah State tape, the electricity isn't there. This is, Jaden Reed light, right? But you see it's so close to being a big play all the time, but it's not that electrifying, you know, oh my gosh, you don't get that a lot. It's just, oh, look at that. It's another first down. Oh, look, another first down. Oh, wow, he caught it with 6 yard separation every direction. Oh, another first down. Like, just chain mover, reliable, just good player. Hard to find negatives on him. But yeah, I really like him. Good player. Wish he had more experience. Wish he played at a bigger school. Those are the things that I think third round is about where he's going to go. But again, I struggled finding a true round two player. Again, if the Niners are on the clock at pick 43 and they take Jalen Royals, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be pissed. But I'm trying to give you guys, this is where, again, 58 on the big board. You don't want to know where Ricky Pearsall was on everybody's big board. It was way plus 40 from where we picked him. That's just what it was. Doesn't mean it was a bad pick. Doesn't mean it was a bad pick at all. Let's see here. Let's catch up to the chat and kind of see what people think about this. Right here, Demetrius. He says, Joe Klatt has us taken Barron in his Mac. Dude, Jahdae Barron. I don't want to take a corner. I want to build in the trenches. Jahdae Barron's going to be an all-pro in the NFL level. Whoever gets that dude, I don't know where he's going to go, but he's going to be in my top 15. I can guarantee you that. He's just too clean a prospect with no negatives. Anyway, take that for what it is. Oh, what's up, Daryl? Ain't seen you in a while, Fozzie. I see you, big dog. Been a while, brother. I can finally catch you live. I love it. Love it. Love it. Not seeing a lot of comments on the Jalen Royals. Right here. Daryl. I'd take a 6th round pick for Debo. I would too. I would too. Invader, Pearsall was this regime's first best player available in round one, although 31 is essentially a second rounder. Yeah, Niners don't draft best player available. But yeah, maybe he was. I would pay so much money to see that board. Not because I want to know where Pearsall was ranked. I think the most, you know, how sometimes like teams leak their boards accidentally or whatever. I want to know who's not on the boards. And I think that would tell us more about the draft philosophy than anything else that the 49ers do. Because the 49ers board is one of one. And what I mean by that is there are lots of groupthink teams that draft based on public perception. The Eagles are one of those. And that's why their drafts are always good, is they just, they let everybody assess the value. They take what falls to them. The emphasis on defensive line. And they crush it. 49ers don't do that. And that's a positive and a negative. There's threshold teams that have to have height, weight, speed. Think about Balky. The 49ers are, nope, we want guys that fit us, that are clean, with experience, with no injury history or no issues off the field. Niners, nobody's board would look like the Niners board. Nobody. Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody would. It would be fun to look at. It would be very, very fun to look at, right? Ooh, look at this, NY Niners. Draft boards are like DNA. No two are the same. Oof, well said. Well said. All right, so we've still got 1, 2, 3 more players that I want to get to, plus get to some more questions, which I'm excited about. But before that, man, if you guys are into basketball or betting the NFL draft, you know where you got to go.
The NFL season may be done, but betting with MyBookie, which has been going on for 10 years now, is still in full swing. You want to bet the NFL draft? You think you know who's going to go first overall?
Is it going to be Abdul Carter, the star pass rusher? Or is it going to be a quarterback, Cameron Ward, Shedeur Sanders? Head over there, and you can make that prediction now. Those bets are already up. You're a big basketball guy. Who's going to make the playoffs after the trade deadline? A lot of big trades took place. Head over there. Who's going to make the playoffs? You can bet individual games, parlay, whatever it is you want to do. Head to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ers or scan this QR code to my right. And you will get 50% deposit bonus on your very first deposit. And they have everything, whether you want to do casino bets, live casinos, lotto, racing, you name it. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. All right, let's do this. We are at our round three pick. And again, I don't think that this is the best place either, but now we're getting into the conversation. Whenever you look at round three picks, the 49ers pick 75, which is kind of like early mid third round. They pick 99, one of the comp picks at the end of the third round. So you have not one, but two shots here. And that comp pick is always where Kyle Shanahan goes full freelance. Never go full freelance. And it just gets weird. And so, yeah, the picks are usually bad. And, you know, this is the Danny Gray, Ty Davis Price, Trey Sermon, Cam Latu, Jake Moody, where we just miss. But I don't mind having those picks because if Kyle Shanahan's going to throw this wild curveball that doesn't hit the side of the barn, at least it's with a comp pick. I don't know if I'm the only one that feels that way. It's like, man, let this dude get the crazy out of his system. Might as well let him do it with a comp pick that's free or whatever. Take that for whatever you will. What's up, Sin? How we doing? Oh, David, I just talked about you, man. Catching up a bit of Chapman 2 days in a row. I love it, man. Can't, man, dude, I think that London game's happening. I do. For all my London UK faithful people, I think the Niners are coming your way. And if that happens, 49ers rush road trip, they're going to be there too. Kyle Chipto says, that's terrible. It's a sacrifice to the draft gods of Kyle Shanahan's insanity. It has to happen. It has to happen. No team hits all of their draft picks. No team does. And it's funny, for everybody talking about the Eagles all the time and butt-kissing them just because they won recently, y'all go back and look at that first round when Justin Jefferson was on the board and they took Jalen Reagor. So wipe that drool off your chin. It ain't, not saying that's what you're saying, Cal Chipto, but like I'm just saying it's never every team is amazing all the time. Just like everybody just 2 weeks ago were talking about how the Chiefs are the greatest of all time. Now they suck. I hate that. The Chiefs suck for they're good at football, but they don't suck. I hate them. That's different. But I hate how everybody's just like great or good. Again, Cal Chipto, I'm not saying you're saying that. anyway. All right. Let's refocus. My round three pick. Dane Brugler did not have this person in their top 100, which is the top three rounds. Mock draft database has this wide receiver number 81 overall. Savion Williams, TCU. Now, this is the ultimate kind of gadget, no clear path forward guy, Savion Williams, 6'5", 225. We'll have to see how he measures. I doubt he's both of those things. But versatility, playmaking, and what do you do with him? I mean, Cordarrelle Patterson just screams off the tape when you watch him. When you do the write-up, when you're doing research, it's just Cordarrelle Patterson, who Kyle Shanahan has said multiple times that he has tried to get Cordarrelle Patterson on his team not once, but two times in free agency and lost. That's who this guy is. Played a lot of wildcat quarterback for TCU. Best contested catch wide receiver in the draft. 88.9%. 50-50 balls where he's got somebody over him. Dude comes down with almost 90%. Best in the draft. So you've got this freak athlete, explosiveness in all phases, short area burst. I think the top end speed's good. The body, I mean, 6'5", 225. Like there's a lot of ways where it's like, if he does this, he'll be good. If he does this, he'll be good. If he can do this, he'll be good. But he's not good yet. You know what I mean? Like he had 60 catches, 611 yards. All right. But man, 400 of those were yards after catch. Explosive in all phases of production never matched his talent. He was always involved, but never elite. Great release off the line of scrimmage. That's what I like most about his wide receiver game, but it gets worse after that. Like you're not jamming this dude that's 6'5", 225 with elite lower body strength But after that, the routes, a lot is wanted. He needs seasoning. He needs that. Vertical threat, but his best trait is drops. And so, like, he can stretch the field vertically, but then he drops the ball too much. And that's what I don't like. Has the body speed mentality to be great, but needs to make major improvements in technique and skill with routes. He's just not there yet. Just get him the ball. Hopefully he figures everything else out. I mean, he's a stud, man. He is just a stud. Basketball, track, high school quarterback, and he can kind of do everything. Kick returner as a freshman, then wildcat, then wide receiver, running back. It's just, what do you do with him, right? And I think there's so much that I do like about him. Again, the contested catch rate is just nuts. He's Cordarrelle Patterson. He is Cordarrelle Patterson. And that dude's been in the league for over a decade. You can find ways to get Savion Williams involved. That just doesn't happen in that body. The body doesn't make sense. And Leon Sandcastle says, love Savion, 6'5", 225, 4.45, 40-yard dash. Not official. But size, speed, explosiveness, power. I'm just like, dude, why wasn't this dude bulked up and turned into an edge rusher? Like, some guys just have to have the ball in their hands and won't go to the defensive side no matter what. But, man. I like this kid. And this is where, now I'm talking, like, I'm cool with this. If you told me the compensation pick, number 99, went to a wide receiver like Savion Williams, I get it. This is where I understand. Pick 75, I don't. Pick 99, I do. I think that's about where he should go. And if he is gone by pick 99, it's not like, boo-hoo, we missed out on this once-in-a-lifetime prospect. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Right here, Brandon. I don't want Williams on the team after seeing that nail polish. Oh, you're talking about Ryan Williams. I don't care. That's new age, man. Ryan Williams got like $2.3 million just to do a nail polish commercial. Dude, paint me up. Dip me in the stuff. Like free Kendall Roy on that Dunkin' Donuts commercial. I don't give a damn. I know a lot of people, and it's funny. I get emails all the time about, oh, Caleb Williams ain't a franchise quarterback. He paints his nails. Like, I get those a lot. And if you send those to me, continue sending them. But that's okay. I just, man, kids, it's a different time period, man. And I think you're going to be seeing a lot more than that. That's all I'm going to say. But, yeah, you do you, man. I don't care. If you like nail polish, who cares? You pay me $2.3 million, I'll paint my nails pink every damn day for the rest of my life, period. It's just what it is. Hey, Silverado Kev, appreciate you, man. He says, long time no see, love the content per usual. Pending any trades, trade-ups, I see us going best edge or three technique at 11. I love it. I love it. I agree with you, and that's what they should do. dude, if I could have Ryan Williams, would I spend the 11th overall pick on Ryan Williams? I probably would. I think Ryan Williams, pretty damn good, the Alabama freshman. But he's still got two more years till he comes out. We'll see. If you told me Ryan Williams was in this draft, you could have him at 11, I think I'm pulling the switch on that one, man. Draco, hey, if Ryan Williams was in the draft, I don't care how much you paid his nails. He's a dog. That dude's so good. He is so good. Yeah, that kid, I hope he stays healthy. You made a quarterback that wasn't very good, Jalen Milroe, into a very viable player just because, hey, game's on the line. Step back, chuck it up to the freshman, true freshman Ryan Williams, and that kid delivered time after time. Oh, man. Jason. John, it makes no sense to give up a season of Debo for $31 million and get nothing in return. Just let him play out the contract at this point. I agree with you. That's what I would do. Not what the 49ers are going to do, apparently. Not what they're going to do. It's what it is. Oh, man, I hate it. All right, let's get to the wide receiver that most of you guys have talked about the most. NY Niner says, I like Jalen Noel. CG, Jalen Noel is a nice fit, would fit perfectly. Let's see, we got a couple more right here. Oscar, fourth round, Jalen Noel, Iowa State. Played with Brock, special teams ace, quick, short area quickness, good route runner, fights for the ball. Blocking needs work and needs to work on a state. Oscar is the best of the best. Nailed it. That is my fourth to fifth round option. Dane Brugler has him 74 on his big board, which that's a third round pick. Again, where are the Niners picking, right? Constantly go back. We're picking 75. So that's third round. Mock draft database has him 93. I think kind of that fourth round is where the sweet spot for him is. He might jump up into the third, but don't pay too much to my categorical assorting of these wide receivers. Pay more attention to the name and the write-up. So let's talk Jalen Noel. Iowa State, 5'9", 196, small, built, compact, 22 years old. Twitch, versatility, short area burst. I mean, this dude goes 0 to 100 quick, quick, quick. Oh, shout out to my man Phil. I love seeing Phil. Hashtag CC, how come no one is talking about Myles Garrett at 11? Sweeten it with Debo. I think it would take Debo, number 11, and a third. I think that's what it would cost. That's what I would offer, and I would do that. But the problem is Cleveland ain't taking on no more salary. I think Debo would be a negative to them because they are so over the cap. One of the worst over the cap teams in the history of the sport. They are stuck. So the Debo $17.5 million or whatever it is, it's all negotiable. That is a problem. So I think the Browns would sit there and say, man, we'd prefer this same deal without Debo, to be honest with you. They have no money. They have to get underneath. But thank you, Phil, for your friendship and for the super chat. You are the best. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Back to Jalen Noel, Iowa State. Major returner upside. Listen to this. This dude returned 37 kickoffs, 54 punts. I mean, major, major, major returner upside. Top end speed is a concern. We'll have to see how he tests. Wish he blocked harder. Runs great routes. A majority of the right route tree is down. Again, Iowa State, pro system. But he never runs deep stuff. So that's a concern. Whenever you have the returner capability but no deep routes, it's like, what's going on here? Is he can't stack corners? Like, that makes me think slot only in Kyle's system. If you can't press vertically, which I can't find tape of that. So I'm sure somebody can find something. Let me know. Tag me. Email it to me. 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. Why can't I get Jalen Noel going deep ever? What's wrong? What am I missing? Good separation consistently on routes. Improved drops big time. Drops were a major concern in 2023. He got that down to a 4.8% drop rate. That's great. That is great. At his best with the ball in his hands. Yak, yak, yak. 2,000 plus snaps, lines up all over the place. Kansas City, Park Hill High School. I know where that's at. I did grad school up there. Special team stud everywhere he plays. I like him. I like him. I like him. Co-captain for the team and back-to-back years. And just, man, communication studies major. That's a positive. Communication's a big deal. Academic all Big 12. Not once, not twice, not three times, four times. Smart. Communication, special teams, love it, love it, love it. 50% plus catch rate, contested catch rate, like that. There's a lot that I like. It's just, but there are issues. Man, why don't he block better? Why don't he ever go deep? How fast is he going to be? Combine's going to be big for him. But yeah, I think slot wide receiver, at best, special teams, I think this dude could do a lot special teams-wise. So, yeah, I would like that very, very much. And so I would prefer Jalen Noel in the third, which I think is a reach. I think he should go fourth, fifth round over a Jalen Royals in the second or a Luther Burden in the first. Just because, again, I don't think that is the best use of those resources. I just don't like it. I don't like it. Let's see here. Yeah, team captain is always a big selling point to me, too. Niners love that. They love academics. They love team captain. They love locker room guys. They want fits. fits right here off the hamster wheel. Need to draft real players, not scholars. Kyle Shanahan to say, do you know about Reuben Foster? Do you know about Reuben Foster? Because they have not gone after. Intelligence is a big deal. When we did, I think it was the 2022 or 2023? I need to look back at my stuff. We do our 90-man roster countdown every year, right? So after the draft and free agency and we have the 90-man roster set, we do a full episode on every single player, which is ridiculous and kicks my butt. But I love it because it's original and I think it increases the fan experience throughout training camp, preseason, and throughout the entire season because you know all these guys. It was 82 out of 90 players had some type of all-academic. I think it was the 2022 year. The Niners put a premium on intelligence, especially at the wide receiver position. Playing wide receiver for the 49ers is one of the hardest jobs of any wide receiver room in the NFL. They want to make sure these guys can handle it. So, yeah, I understand, and I'm not disagreeing with you, but the Niners do a check-the-box philosophy with the draft. And so they want guys that they know are not going to get in trouble, that don't have injuries, that have played a lot of football, and that can understand and actually implement a very, very detailed game plan with 3 to 4 motions and all that stuff, especially at the wide receiver position. So I agree. It shouldn't be a premium, but for the Niners, they go after these guys nonstop. And they want guys that they know can learn. Right here, Kyle Kaiser, not Shanahan, even though Shanahan does listen to the show. I'm joking. He does not. Shanahan is mentioned in press conferences. He only wants people who study and know football. They track on their iPad who spends time in their playbook, and they get on to the players. You need to spend more time in your playbook. Whether that's right or wrong, that is what they do. That is what they do. John, does it concern you that Brock can't throw in rainy weather? Yes, Niners, you know it does. That is the biggest concern for me and Brock. Having said that, you're going to have 2 to 3 games like that a year. If you build around the run game and commit to the run game in the weather, Kyle Shanahan, you're going to be all right. But yeah, my biggest concern with Brock Purdy is how he plays in inclement weather. Now, every single time I bring this up, somebody says, what about that playoff Seahawks game? That was awesome. But if you watch Brock in, I think, 7 games, 6 out of 7 performances were god-awful. I mean, terrible, terrible, terrible. And that one game was good. So can he do it? Yes. The 6 games since he did it were all terrible. God-awful, ball slipping around multiple times. That is a major concern for me. Does not mean we should not pay him, at least my opinion. But, Josh, thank you. Love the 90-man breakdowns. I love them. They don't get a lot of volume. But I my biggest thing is I don't want to copy and do what other people do. I want to provide something new for the faithful. That's one of the ways that it just kills me. It's so much work every year. But that's okay. I love it. And the 49ers rush team, including Josh, helped so much with that. And I'm so appreciative. Trey Hall, thank you for the super sticker. You are the man. You are the man. You are the man. Right here, intellect is very important. Players, full stop. Oh, I like it. Oh, here we go, Trey. Here's your message. Oh, crap, I didn't see it. Send a message. We have to sign Greenlaw, right? After seeing the Eagles D do what it did, man, I hope so. And you know what's crazy is Oren Burks was starting on that Eagles defense as their number 2 guy. It changes when you have great up front, you know, front 4 guys that can get pressure by themselves, and you have back-end guys that can cover. We didn't have any of those. And so, yeah, I think Greenlaw should be the number 1 priority to retain. We got to get better in the trenches, man. We have to get better in the trenches, guys. Got to. Got to. Man, I'm behind in the chat. Love it. All right, let's get to my last guy that I'm going to bring up today, and it's another Jalen. This is a 6th, 7th round type guy, Jalen Lane. We got 2 Jalens. We got Jalen Noel and Jalen Lane out of Virginia Tech. I love seeing Hokies on the draft board. Not that I'm a Virginia Tech guy, but like, I'm not even a Frank Beamer guy, But I hated the past couple years. There's no Virginia Tech players to scout and draft. And I'm just like, man, what is going on? I love seeing guys back. So I might be a little Virginia Tech biased, even though I don't like Virginia Tech. Never have. But college football, NFL is better with Virginia Tech. And like, you know what I mean? Like, Virginia Tech's a great – Enter Sandman going in the at the end of the third quarter. Like, that is college football, right? I don't know. And so I see Jalen Lane, and I watch the tape, and I see the uniforms. I'm just like, yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm wearing an NBA Jam shirt, for crying out loud. This is my Penny Hardaway Shaq NBA Jam shirt. Nostalgia, strong. All right, Jalen Lane, wide receiver, Virginia Tech. Number 235 on mock draft database. So this is, you know, a seventh round, sixth round guy. I like a playmaker, gadget guy, versatility, major returner upside, 40 kickoff returns in his career, 68 punt returns, had two punt returns for touchdowns. Niners can't ever do that. Gadget guy that does damage with the ball in his hands, yards after catch specialist, short area quickness is elite, not a polished route runner, doesn't run good routes. And he jumps. I hate wide receivers that leave their feet unless you have to. You're 5'9". You ain't jumping for shit. Trust me, as a 5'10 guy, you just keep your feet down. And he'll even jump and like act like he's doing a crossover on some of his routes at the top of the area, which cracks me up a little bit. Good hands, but has some concentration drops. There's a reason why this is a late day three guy. Struggles to get off the line of scrimmage. Sound like Debo. Slot only. Almost all crossers and screens. Great at breaking tackles. Has great contact balance. Special teams and gadget guy only early, but has the talent to become more of a breakthrough type player. This is somebody with a lot of experience. He's got 2,200 snaps, 400 plus special teams, played all over the place. It's just, he hasn't really developed into a wide receiver. So, like, you could get this guy late and just say, hey, we're going to give you a screen a game. You're going to be a special teams player, and we'll see if you can develop into something. But you like the balance, the build, the strength, the core strength. You see it when you watch the tape. And so I like him. I don't think he's great. This is a sixth, seventh round guy, going to be a bubble roster player. If he can make some plays, he can stay on the team. That type of guy. Experience level 7, versatility 10. I think you can play him everywhere. I really, really do. But again, slot, special teams, you can put them outside and, you know, design some stuff up for them, especially if you're playing a man coverage team or, you know, a back zone team. So, but yeah, the goal here is to get you a bunch of names. None of these guys are going to replace Debo as Debo was. I mean, Debo's an all-timer. He really, really is. But these are the types of guys that you could implement into that Debo role and kind of see where that goes. So that's where that is. Appreciate you guys. Look at Lori right here. What's up, man? Appreciate it. I'll take a hashtag CC anytime. Thank you, Luke. Appreciate you. Let's see. Let's keep scrolling. Let's go. Derek Carr is your backup. Oh no. What happened to Derek Carr? Did he just get cut? He should get cut. Dude's got like a $50 million cap hit. Here we go. I'm not seeing any new Derek Carr news. I don't know why he's in the chat so much. I hate Derek Carr. I know a lot of Fresno people are like, what? I hate the Carr brothers. I can't stand them on or off the field. I think they suck. right here. Hike. Appreciate you, man. He says, hey, John, love your show. Great way to start. What do you think of these two trades with Debo? Chargers send Bosa and day three pick for Debo. 0% chance. Joey Bosa, we would have to send like Debo at a second, probably. I'd have to look at that contract. Or Garrett for Debo at next year's first. I would do that in a heartbeat. But again, I talked about this earlier. Debo's contract is a negative for the Cleveland Browns. They are the most over the cap team of any NFL team has been, I think, in the past 10 years. Yeah, they need a quarterback next year, but our first round pick ain't going to be that high. So if Cleveland wants a first round pick next year, we're going to be out of the running. And I do have to say, this is something that I wanted to talk about. Going through, I did this on a past show. Shout out to my man, Scott, who's a good friend and a Seahawks diehard. He knows the stuff. Season tickets, flies up for all the games. I mean, he's a true Seahawks. We've been to the last four Seahawks games together. Not sitting together, but we pregame together, which is just as important in the Chapman household. he pushed back on, you know, when we were talking Myles Garrett trade and how I was saying, like, if you're any team that's a contender, the 49ers have the best package because we pick 11 and Debo. But he said, man, you know, Seattle picks 18 and has DK Metcalf. Now, let me say this. DK Metcalf is worth far more in the NFL than Debo Samuel is. Why? Because, Debo's worth more with us because Kyle Shanahan can use him. But, man, you look at DK Metcalf. This dude's gone over 900 years in six consecutive years. Like, he's a wide receiver. Debo's a gadget. Now, is DK a complete wide receiver? I don't think that he is. I think he's the softest big wide receiver out there. But that contract, again, I don't think Cleveland trades for it. But I did like the pushback. And, you know, he watches the shows, and he's a good friend, and we talk through things, and that dude knows ball like no other. But, you know, obviously I am always biased towards the 49ers. But, man, kind of made a little sense to me there. I'm not sure. I don't consider Seattle to be as much a contender in the long haul, but they won 10 games. We won six. Maybe that's a little biased of me there, too. I do hate Seattle. I hate Seattle, and I hate DK sucked last year. I don't think he was great, but he had 66 catches, 900-plus yards, and five touchdowns. That's a good year for Debo. Debo wasn't even close to that. DK is a big baby. I'm with you as well. He got road rage. I love it. Debo at a two for Garrett Wilson. Man, you got to pay Garrett Wilson big time money. I don't want big time money wide receiver. We can't do that anymore. We've got too many. We're paying Ayuk way too damn much money. It's the worst contract of the 49ers. But we're stuck in that thing. That dude's about to have back-to-back 40 million plus cap hits. Oh, God, that contract sucks. Every time I look at it, I get so pissed. NY Niners. Seattle doesn't have Bosa, which also matters, but they do have Leonard Williams, Byron Murphy. Like, they've got great defensive tackles. We have none. And again, I'm not trying to be pro-Seattle, but I do think that sometimes this is criticism of myself, I get too 49ers-centric focused, and I don't know what Cleveland wants. Would you rather have DK Metcalf's going to get way more money than Debo is moving forward, period. I love Debo more, and if I could have one of them on the 49ers, I'd pick Debo. But I think the rest of the NFL, unless you're Kyle Shanahan or run that scheme, I don't know. I love Debo. I will always love Debo. I'm very thankful for what he did. This whole show has been around the premise of replacing him through the draft. I do think that there are some free agent options that you could go get. But again, there's nobody else that is Debo. And I see people like, oh, T. Higgins. Like, no, we're not spending top-tier money on wide receiver. You can't do that anymore. Stop it, Kyle. Stop it. Go get somebody like an Amari Cooper. I would love that. And we've talked about this in the past. Get Brandon Cooks. Get Josh Palmer. Get Tyler Boyd. Get Darius Slayton. There are so many wide receivers you can get for cheap. Noah Brown. Like, I'd be fine with that. There's a lot of guys that I'd be cool with at this wide receiver spot. Get Tylan Wallace. He's like, you can get that dude for like $3 million, and you could do all the Debo stuff with him. You can do all of it. Any Anthony Davis or Luka chat, I want to ban your rear end. I'm wearing an NBA. I'm still so pissed about that Luka stuff. I cannot get over it. I'm unfollowing all my Mavericks accounts. I'm still a Mavs fan, but I just got to distance myself from it. Oh, I'm not. They're posted like videos of like booing the team president and stuff, and everybody getting kicked out of the Mavs. Like, Chapmans are against booing. I don't boo. If I was in the AAC in a Mavericks game, I know the Mavericks are coming here to play Golden State. I want to like make a Fire Nico shirt. They'll throw me out. But, oh, Chapman's don't boo. I would boo. Those people should be kicked out of Dallas, man. Oh, hate it. Anyway, Debo's going to be gone. I hate that too. I wish he would stay, but that contract, man, should not have redid that contract. That was a bad call. And we partnered that with the bad contract to Ayuk. I'm glad we got Ayuk long term. That is a positive. That contract sucks too. Ugh. We'll see. You guys are the best. I appreciate it. Why y'all make me talk about AD and Luka? I swear, y'all just like freaking trolling me in the chat. I love y'all. Y'all are the best. But anyway, that's going to do it for us today's show. I'm back to draft prep and draft research, and we'll be back hopefully with Ant tomorrow on the coach approach. That's going to be a fun one. But until next time, really appreciate y'all. And until then, stay strong, faithful.